Hi, my name is Rod Mitchell. I'm an anaesthetist in Adelaide. Previously spent 10 years working up in Alice. Just want to talk today about some of the principles of pain management with Indigenous patients. I think the first point would be that the underlying principles of pain management apply equally to Indigenous and non-Indigenous patients. So in particular, the basic framework of a biopsychosocial approach and multimodal analgesia would apply as per usual. However, there are a number of additional factors which we should take into account when we're treating patients of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island descent. On the whole, Indigenous patients can be very stoical, in my experience, and we need to understand this and recognise that just because a patient is not complaining of pain, it definitely does not imply that they don't have any. We need to recognise that some Indigenous patients will feel actively ashamed to admit they have pain, and they need to be reassured to say so. And given that they are often reluctant to admit to pain, we need to be alert for physical signs of pain, like tachycardia, sweating, tachypnea, all those things which you're aware of already. And I'll also add that Indigenous patients, in my experience, are often be prepared to tolerate significant pain rather than present to a hospital because they've had previous bad experiences with hospitals. And so when they reach the point that they do present to hospital, we just need to be aware that it may be they actually do have some significant pathology going on. Indigenous patients will often be seeing a traditional healer, otherwise known as the Nunkari. And the Nunkaris are usually very happy to work in conjunction with Western medicine. So in the same way that we should remember to ask patients if they're taking herbal medicines, we should ask our patients, our Indigenous patients, if they're taking traditional herbal medicines. Happily, they don't interact with our Western medicines in the same way that the other herbal medicines seem to. And similarly, I think if we ask our patients if they're seeing a Nunkari and indicate that we're very happy to work together, the patients will be reassured that they can be quite open about that. Aboriginal liaison officers, ALOs, can be invaluable in terms of establishing rapport and communication. And even the fair-skinned Indigenous patients often seem to really appreciate having an ALO involved. We need to be completely realistic about the capabilities of the ALOs. They're not miracle workers. And often their knowledge of medical concepts is quite limited. And we just can't expect them to be able to relate to every Indigenous patient. They're not the panacea for all difficult patients, in much the same way that I have trouble relating to some European patients. Unfortunately, there is a significant problem with opioid abuse in a lot of Indigenous communities, particularly in regional towns. And not too sure to what extent these problems are contributed to by poor post-op pain management or poor intra-hospital management. But we do need to be wary of patients who are taking large doses of opioids, and we need to have a low threshold for referring back to or at least liaising with their regular GP or health clinic. The final point I would make is that taking a traditional Western-style pain history can be very difficult in a cross-cultural setting. I think it's worthwhile asking the patient why they believe they have pain. Their understanding of the cause of pain may be very different to ours. And a lot of the classical questions relating to associated symptoms, aggravating factors, relieving factors may just draw blank looks. So rather than pepper people with questions, just take your time, try and earn their trust, which you will do if you're a patient, and consider using an ALO. So in summary then, the same principles of clinical pain management apply to Indigenous and non-Indigenous patients. Indigenous patients are often very stoical, so take note if they are complaining of pain. Many Indigenous patients are concurrently seeing a Nunkari, which should be no impediment, but just be aware they may be taking other treatment courses. Have a low threshold for using an ALO, but be realistic about what they can achieve. Be aware of the problems with chronic opioid abuse in Indigenous communities and liaise with the treating GP, LMO. And just be aware that a pain history is made very difficult in a cross-cultural setting. Thank you.